Welcome back to the Beyond the Check Service Industry Podcast, where we talk about everything service industry related and whatever the hell else I feel like talking about. I am Rashawn Parker. Please go watch Beyond the Check Worker Owner Edition TV show, now streaming on Amazon Prime and Tubi TV. I have with me today one of my good friends for over a decade and a half almost, the one and only, the original, Ashley Joshua Hawks. What's up, dude?
Oh, hey, you used my full name. Sweet.
I sure did. You said
thanks for having me on. What are we doing today? What are we talking about?
Oh, you know, whatever the hell we want to.
That's sweet.
That's the deal. I have some coffee. I understand you have coffee.
Yes, in my lovely Foxy Loxy mug. So,
oh, nice.
Anybody who's ever gets a chance to visit Savannah, Georgia, definitely check out Foxy Loxy. It's a cute little coffee shop.
Not filled with Foxy Loxy coffee, though, is it?
No, it's just a Fox themed coffee shop.
Oh, another one.
Third generation.
No, in LA. Where'd you get the coffee in LA? By the way, Joshua Hawks coming to us from Los Angeles, California.
Sunny California. So I guess near me is this place called Jones Coffee that's like owned by three generations of coffee roasters.
The Joneses.
Various roasters.
Is it hard for other coffee shops to keep up with them?
I have no idea. I'd have to ask.
Sorry.
I've never worked in a coffee shop, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I assume it's where you go when you're waiting for your next audition.
Touche. Or to write that screenplay.
Work on that band.
Yeah.
It's what matter once we get our band off the ground.
All sugar and honey.
Everybody who used to be an actor, though, they all drive Ubers now. So they're not, I guess that's still a service industry, but who knows?
I feel like it is.
It's a good time.
You get tips. You know, cab driver, service industry, I feel like.
Yeah, that's all thing.
Maids and hotels, service industry. By the way, you are supposed to tip those people, turns out.
All right.
Like, leave money on, like, the pillow or the nightstand or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Like, for the maid. For the maid. Not for whoever else you had, though.
Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, my own, I guess we could talk about my own little service industry experience.
Yeah, you worked in a restaurant once.
I worked at several. So, I've worked at a Pizza Hut. I give you some Walmart stories if you want some fucking Walmart stories, but that's a whole other thing.
You worked at a Walmart?
I worked at Walmart. So, but I guess where it all started was the winter of 2007, just to take you back. So it was, I guess, the end of some junior semester in college, but I worked at this little cheeseburger shack in Montgomery, Alabama, which was fun and games. So it's this little place called Cheeburger, which is a chain now. So I walk in one day, I'm getting paid like $1.25 as you do, an hour. And I walk in and
God,
like,
what year was that?
Yeah, it was 2007, man. Back in my time, we had to fight the dinosaurs to get to work. Like, no one knows what you're talking about.
Okay, so you were getting minimum wage.
Yeah, so I'm getting minimum wage plus like a little bit of tips. It's not great, but I walk in one day and I'm just like, why is nobody here? Why is like half the crew gone? And they're like, oh, so the manager last night stole $10,000 out of the safe. This is our last day. I'm just working like normal, like being happy to people because I'm a host at the time / waiter, whatever. I'm just being nice to people, being like, oh, hey, you know, enjoy your day, you know, clean tables, whatnot. Everybody else just has a fucking shitty attitude. Can we curse on this show?
Sure, okay.
Okay, cool. So everybody has a fucking shitty attitude, and they're just being mean to customers, whatnot. And I start to notice that all the silverware is disappearing. I'm like, where's the silverware going? It's going out the back door.
I mean.
And so what had happened was,
reuse, recycle.
An hour after close, everybody had decided, fuck this place. We're taking everything.
Leader, it starts at the top, you know, and so.
Well, I mean, when you're paying people $1.25 an hour to wait tables,
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, but so like we took everything out of that place, like all the really good hamburger buns gone. I got to go home with all the fucking milkshake syrups. I got a neon sign out of that place. Like,
man, that place got robbed from the ground up. Times. Nice.
And then they finally caught that manager trying to skip the state. So that was my first little foray into restaurant dining. It's like, hey, if the place
and then somehow that place became a chain.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's like, hey, if the place ever goes tits up, you get all the free milkshake syrup. So that's, I think that's moving forward. That's kind of what I look for in employment opportunities.
How much potential is there for cases of free milkshake powder?
Oh yeah, man. Like I'm going to go work at a KFC that looks like it's not doing too well. Cause there's some stuff I want to walk out the back door with.
Secret recipe.
Go work at a McDonald's. Maybe we can finally get the milkshake machine.
Or find out what's in that secret sauce. Thousand Islander.
Oh yeah, it's great. So that's kind of my foray into that. And then I guess another semester I was delivering pizzas, but that's a whole other thing.
So when did you work at Walmart?
I worked at Walmart in 2009. So
2009, that's when I moved to Savannah. So
I don't know, because I showed up asking for like a stock boy position, and somehow I became a cashier, which if you ever have to work at a Walmart, cashier is like the best job. You do nothing all day. You basically, you just sit there, you talk to customers, you just drink 20 Red Bulls and check everybody out real fast, and everybody loves you, and it's like the best job.
Hmm. Well, if I'm ever, if they paid you more,
like $1 every minimum wage at the time.
Oh, really? And go Walmart at the time.
So, I get it. Hmm. And I never had to do their cult chant because I was never there at the same time.
You were in school in 2009 too, though, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
So you're working at Walmart. And
for living.
What, that was your first year of grad school, 2009?
Yeah. Wow. So that was fun.
We were in the same class at SCAD, FYI. Yeah. We hung out. We did some things.
I don't think we met until what, 2011? Something like that?
Something like that. We were in a screenwriting class together, and you hated everything I did.
That's because you half-assed it. You're like, what? No one's going to write a future screenplay in this class in 10 weeks? I guess I could just keep writing the same 10 pages.
No,
I'm
what
kidding. You did fine. I think you kind
no,
of...
No, that was the adaptation class. So we had to find a book and like adapt the book into a screenplay.
Yeah, okay.
And I think I just picked a real bad book. Because he wanted us to pick something that we could actually adapt, right? Like if we, when we were done, we could actually sell or get the rights to it, right? So like something not,
I guess,
not mainstream. So we had to find like, just, you know, like Kindle books, you know, like random independent published books.
Yeah. Yeah. I should wear headphones for this because I can't hear you again. Sorry.
Oh, well, damn it, man. Well, it's probably
that's my fault for being on the phone.
Here, how about now?
A little bit better, not by much.
No, I was blocking my phone.
Sorry, we'll cut that out.
Nah, I won't.
So that's
but what?
Kind of like,
what did you write for that class? Mine was like mine was the class? Superhero adaptation. Like the guy was like obsessed with like comic books or something, and so I was trying to like use his imagination. And he'd like half of it. It was like in a comic book, and the other half wasn't. I don't even remember. It was.
Isn't that
stupid.
The class where I wrote like three feature screenplays just because I had the free time?
No, that was a different one. That was
a different class. Okay.
Yeah, that was Nolan's class later. The adaptation class was with Meyer, I think.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I did Philip K. Dick's story, which Philip K. Dick is difficult to adapt.
What?
Philip K. Dick did this whole thing before Stephen King made it cool, which was do all of the drugs and then sit with a typewriter for a week.
Huh.
At least that's what I hear. Not to mean Phil K. Dick, but
I mean, I feel like most of the great works were written by somebody who was highly
intoxicated.
Yeah, but
if you go back and like even Blade Runner, like you go back and you reread, like do Electric Sheep Dream, whatever the fucking title is, do Android's Dream of Electric Sheep. Jesus, I'm bad at titles and names, but. You go back and you read that, it's just like, what the fuck am I reading? And it's like, somehow they get Blade Runner out of that.
Ba-boom. Somehow. You're into ghosts. Josh is always,
I am into ghosts.
Josh,
I do love ghosts.
Wanted to make a ghost show.
I don't believe in ghosts. I don't think they're real, but...
But he likes the ghost shows.
I'm open to the idea of ghosts.
He's open to the idea of ghosts. So, I am really good with coming up with names of shows, and so we were talking... And tell me, you know, write in some comments or somebody respond to this. What do y'all think about a Dinner with the Dead show where I take Josh here, who doesn't believe in ghosts, to the most haunted restaurants to have dinner with dead people or ghosts, if you will.
Indeed. And I feel like someone like me is who you want to take on your ghost show just because if you're going to convince anybody, it's somebody who's just like, I'm pretty sure ghosts aren't real.
But when you blink your eyes for a second and half your steak's gone, you might be a believer.
Because I'm like, who are the ghosts going to talk to? Like, the people who show up and are in the fan club and kind of cringy about it? Or like someone who's like, I don't know if I believe in you. Like, who are you going to mess with more?
Probably one would think the non-believer.
Right. So like, I'm a ghost magnet at this point. So
you're getting possessed is what you're saying.
Oh, damn it. You're not.
I mean, you open yourself up for it.
I better not.
See, I believe that I keep the light bubble shining so bright around me that goes to me.
I just say
trick I learned off of what that show.
Sure. It's more likely to have like a time echo than it is to have like somebody who has their spirit just kind of lingering in the physical realm after they've passed on.
I think it's probably just a reverberation, not the full on like human soul that's left there, just like a little bit of it or something. I don't know.
But yeah, so with this Dying with the Dead idea, whatever. I believe your original pitch as well was getting a chance to look at some historical dishes, which was honestly one of the appeals, because it's like, okay, how did people used to live? What was their favorite dish?
What would have been this person's last meal?
Right? Like, what would they have for dessert?
I want to eat that in the room where they theoretically died with you.
It's like, oh, that was a steak 200 years ago. You realize as well, like, it's gonna be some weird shit.
I mean, probably, you know, some weird puddings.
Like, they used to eat peacocks or something weird.
Some sort of,
which I guess peacocks in the grand scheme of food isn't that odd, but
I think they were worth more alive than they were dead. So I don't know if you're eating a lot of peacocks.
Well, as you know, the peacock was just the pink flamingo.
I feel like you'd end up with a lot of old, like, European dishes, right? Like spotted dick and, like...
Right.
And whatever weird German pickled thing that was probably there.
A lot of pickling, a lot of meat pies.
A lot of meat pies, Irish around here, right? So, yeah, fish and chips.
It's the traditional Irish dish of fish tacos, obviously.
Is that real?
So it was a fish taco and
the classic Irish ceviche, which is just grandpa after a night at the pub.
I don't know, sit closer to the mic, I can't hear you. Jesus Christ.
I said Irish ceviche, which is just grandpa after a night at the pub.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, so like stuff like that.
I'm for it. Dining with the Dead or Dinner with the Dead? Beyond the Check. Well, dining with the Dead. Beyond the Check.
I think dining is more active.
Dinner with the Dead.
It's more an active word.
Right.
So that seems to be better. Your ing words.
Dining with the Dead. Mm-hmm. All right. It's on. We'll find some haunted restaurants. Yeah. We're going to go. Yeah. We're going to go dine with the dead people.
What kind of ghosts do you want to talk to, though? Like, do you want to talk to people who think that they're actively being murdered? Or do you want to talk to, like, some pleasant people who used to live around wherever?
I mean, obviously, I'd prefer to hang out with, like, the pleasant ones. But I don't think it's really up to us, right?
I guess that's true.
Find the restaurant
in the grand scheme of things, like, if I woke up,
who's there?
Yeah. If I woke up as a ghost, I probably would want to wake up after, like, a nice, pleasant death. Not like, oh my god, I was murdered.
Yeah, but I feel like the ones that stick, they're the ones who don't realize they're dead, right? So they usually are murdered, or like, you know.
Well, I mean, do you want to be the asshole to tell them that they're dead, though?
I mean, I feel like they've probably been told, like, zillion times by a million tourists. And all the ghost shows that have probably already been to all the places we're going to end up going to. But
no, that's true.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I grew up in haunted houses, like for real haunted houses. So like, I used to be so freaked out by them, but then for real, like I try to keep that like literally that bubble of like white light if I'm in somewhere scary just around so that I don't have to deal with it because I just don't like dealing with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everyone's got like their glitch in the Matrix story, which is always fascinating.
I mean, I've lived in this one haunted place on 33rd and Barnard. And man, there was like two ghosts. There was like this little kid ghost up there and like this old man ghost up there.
Man, like the little kid ones are probably the worst. Because it's not just that they're dead or that they're, you know, ghosts. It's also like you got to deal with a little kid now.
Yeah, and they were, it was annoying. Like, okay, so there'd be like tapping. I had like metal shelving, right? And would just tap on my metal, and I'd talk to her, be like, "Please, could you please stop doing that? Like, I'm trying to work." like, tap, tap, tap. Like, God damn it! Like, and it was the loft. It was a loft in this old Victorian house.
Yeah. Well, I would assume like an older child ghost would at least be better because they're like, I just want to play with like chalk. And then now it would be like, play Baby Shark. And it's just like, no, child ghost, I don't want to listen to Baby Shark again. They'd be like, where's my iPad? What's the Wi-Fi? Oh my God.
Yeah, 50 years from now when people are ghost hunting, they'd be like, do you hear Baby Shark? Is that...
I don't know. What are kids into?
Is this Baby a Blue's Shark? Clues?
Oh God, that would be awful.
Is Blue's Clues still a
thing? It's just like, hey, can we watch Dora for the 17th time? It's like, no.
Dora.
Because they never grow up. So it's like, yeah, maybe the house is great, but you'll never get rid of them.
Like, so you legally have to tell people. I keep waking up in the middle of the night house. And the Lego movie's playing again. Every night.
Okay, so like some older ghost kids are okay, but like the younger ones, like that, they can fuck off.
You know, the babies, just the screaming, crying ghosts.
Oh, my God. It's like, play Boss Baby again. And it's like, Boss Baby hasn't been on Netflix for 40 years. You know that.
I've never seen Boss Baby.
Yeah, I joined the club.
It's a good club.
I just know it's there. I know it's ready to pop out.
Does Boss Baby smoke a cigar? Because, like in the old Looney Tunes cartoons? You remember?
No.
You know, like the little thug baby who smoked the cigar. I was like, yeah, like this. See?
Fisher Price cigars.
Yeah, that would not happen now. No. I wonder if you can even still watch that Looney Tunes, right? Or they like ban them because you're like turning into like a lollipop or something. There. Baby puppy. It was drinking too. That baby drank. It was like drinking a beer and like smoking a cigar.
I don't think this is the PG G-rated Boss Baby that the original creators envisioned when they were ripping off Glengarry Glen Ross, but you know, it's neither here nor there.
I just love smoking babies.
I don't know. I don't think you're gonna get your animated cigar smoking baby anytime soon, I'm afraid. I don't think they make that kind of content anymore.
He was in the last appearance was in Framing Roger Rabbit.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, but even that's played for laughs.
No, it's all played for laughs. But what I'm saying, I don't think you could even play it for laughs anymore.
What do you think the limitations are on just animated films at this point? Can't show cigars.
I mean, for kids, anyway. We're not talking Family Guy. We're talking like, you know, Pixar, right?
Well, yeah.
Well then,
say the general. I don't know how we got on this topic, but okay.
I don't know either. But we're there because we talk about industry and whatever else the hell I want to talk about. And right. Here we are,
like talking about smoking babies. When the aliens finally show up, like what are we going to serve to them? Like and I'll pose this question to you. So, the aliens show up and they say, "Okay, give us Earth's greatest dish. Give us quintessential Earth."
That's easy. You give them Gordon Ramsay's beef Wellington. Of course.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't that going to create like a huge thing where every single culture is going to be like, no, we have to have our dish?
No, I think the world would probably agree that Gordon Ramsay's beef Wellington is probably the greatest thing on the planet. So
I don't know if that would be our signature dish.
You don't think? Well, what would you think would be the signature dish?
I don't know, because it seems like the majority of the planet just eats dirt and poverty. So maybe that.
I don't think that's true.
We are kind of shitty to each other, but
I mean a little bit. But
you don't need a podcast
pizza. About pizza.
I have no idea.
Pizza. It's a universal food or noodles. Like it's one of the like you know staples. So it's gonna have to be noodles, pizza, or Gordon Ramsay's beef Wellington. So
I mean, if we're going by really just pure averages, it probably is something Chinese, just because there's so many of those people on the planet that.
Well, you know, if you try to think of like what crosses cultural boundaries and it can be found in every culture, well, fried chicken then. Fried chicken.
Every culture has their version of the sandwich because it fills the same niche. You need to be able to like have a to-go food for lunch, which I guess usually in the West came out as a sandwich, but you know, you also have almost everything else.
Pitas.
You've got your tacos.
Samosas.
Your dumplings. You got all this other stuff.
Stuffed inside of bread.
Well, yeah, I mean, meat pie has been around forever, so.
Fried chicken, pizza, some sort of noodle dish.
We can't just pick one dish, I think, is what we're coming to.
I mean, it might have to be a buffet. You might just be like, hey, guys, welcome to Earth. Here's a buffet. Have what you want.
Welcome to Earth. Here's McDonald's.
Just brunch.
And sorry, brunch. We didn't invent anything else.
Brunch. Hey, aliens, welcome to brunch. You want a mimosa?
Oh, God.
Never ending. It's never ending, guys. They'll probably be for that.
Okay, so that's decided then. That's the quintessential human dish. It's not even a dish. It's just brunch.
Currently. Yeah.
Currently.
Currently, it would be brunch.
It's like, here, we've nominated Elton John as our go-to speaker of Earth, and we're going to do brunch. Okay.
I feel like back in the day, it would have been supper. Right. Which is like...
Well, I mean, back in the day, if it was America, you just do what? Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, if it's an important meal, if it's an important get-together meal, it could happen on any night, and it would happen at supper time, right? So everyone would come for supper, and you'd have celebratory suppers, right?
Ideals.
You had the last supper, right? So that was a big one. A lot of suppers. And then you had dinner later. Like, dinner wasn't even supper. Supper was supper.
Right. So I think what we're coming to is we're agreeing it depends on where they land.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. No.
But still, brunch. Like, just the food will be different.
Yeah,
brunch is very popular everywhere.
Brunch is popular everywhere. Everyone likes brunch.
Everyone likes brunch. They just don't know it. That's right. Even in like third world countries, for some reason, there's like an extra bowl of rice on Sunday.
And then you get to explain to the alien overlords how it relates to hangovers, because I'm not explaining that shit.
Well, they'll get it after they have the bottomless mimosas. They'll understand. Well, they'll learn by doing.
Yeah.
And then they'll probably be like, I'm never doing brunch again. I mean, that was fun, but whew, man, I was out by 4 in the afternoon. Woke up with the worst headache ever.
We're going with the late night drunk pizza and brunch as our answers.
Oh, I'm still Gordon Ramsay's Beef Wellington, but you know.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair.
You do you. Probably pizza if I really had to pick one. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's a question of like, do you go hoity-toity with it? Do you go with, oh, the aliens are here, we have to get like the best chef? Or do we just like pull a name out of the hat?
Right, but then here's the problem even within pizza. Is it what type of pizza? What are aliens going to be most into? New York style, Chicago deep dish, like hand toss?
Well, it's also a question like, okay, they've invented intergalactic travel. Do they still eat meat? Like, is that going to be like a huge deal breaker?
I mean, they mess with cows enough. Like, granted, they throw out all the good parts when they're done with them. So
they took out all the good parts.
They throw right. They take all the reproductive organs and then just chuck the carcass back in the field, right? So, with all the fillet, everything's still in there. Like, you're right. Maybe they don't eat meat because they're
cows. I don't think it's an intergalactic McDonald's.
They're literally wasting the good parts of the cow for no reason.
Well, maybe they don't know that.
Well, someone should tell them. I mean, they're traversing the universe. One would think they could figure it out.
Well, it's also a question, if they're not carbon-based life forms, they may not even be able to eat anything. Which, I mean, given our unique bacteria, they probably shun in any way.
Probably not. They could at least, instead of just dropping it in a field, they could drop it off at a homeless shelter or something. I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah, I mean, they can do the intergalactic Uber Eats and pick up some brunch and...
Right? And maybe your food would actually be hot when it got to your door. Because it moved at light speed.
Well, that's also true. Well, that's the question with aliens, right? Like, are they actually just, like, time travelers from the distant future, just coming back to check some shit out?
And also, do all the actors who are currently Uber driving want the aliens coming here and taking their jobs?
I don't think they would.
No, those are real questions that need to be asked.
But I mean, at that point, you have free energy, right? So no one would have to work anyway. Just get robots to do it.
I mean, that's the goal, right?
Yeah, but you got to make sure that the robots don't have a robot uprising, because if they do, oh God, we will 100% deserve whatever they do.
I don't know if we'll make it to Terminator.
I don't think we'll make it to Skynet.
I'm thinking more like, you know, Star Trek, and maybe a bunch of like droids running around, you know, like.
That's my Star Wars, but yeah.
No, the Data from Star Trek, Next Generation. Data.
Right, you're thinking androids, but androids. Even that was.
But he had a bad one too. There was the evil Data.
Yeah, but they made him a crew member because it was obvious he was alive. They weren't going to put a bunch of Datas in the fucking factory and be like, "Hey, sorry that we enslaved you for thousands of years."
Valid point. There was only one.
Maybe avoid the slavery part.
Right. I mean,
tends not to be a good idea.
But Josh, the robots need to feel important too, so they need to have jobs. So if they don't have jobs, they won't feel important. Which is actually the truth of humans too. So you're still going to have something for people to do, or they will just go haywire.
Well, that's the Star Trek philosophy, right? Like everybody's doesn't have to work, so they just go somewhere.
Do stuff.
Like, we've seen everything here. We're bored. Just go somewhere. Go find some new things.
To seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where nobody's gone before. Yeah, gotta
and
do something.
Tinder and Walmart.
Yeah,
because you know that's who's gonna and the is ultimately gonna have to finance like the Star Trek voyages. It's like Tinder and shit, where it's just like, oh no, just go get them signed up for Tinder, guys.
Interstellar dating, it's the future.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, if you thought there weren't enough fetishes here on Earth, welcome to an entire galaxy of weird, weird shit. Swipe left or right. Yay.
It's your mental computer. I don't know.
Blink left for yes, right for no. That's probably more like it.
Just find the alien species that finds arms offensive or something and just sparks a war. Because that's what it's going to be, is like the first like alien war is going to be something stupid.
I think...
Like, you put ketchup on burgers? We have to annihilate them. You know, it's going to be dumb.
I said butter toast down. No, butter toast up.
It's like, we don't butter our toast after the space pope 600 years ago said it was heresy.
I will put pineapple on my pizza. You will not put pineapple on pizza. Civil War. To pineapple or not to pineapple? That is the question. All in favor, say aloha.
No.
Aloha? I like pepperoni and pineapple. With broccoli, which is super weird.
Is the beef Wellington just going to be an intergalactic insult?
Why would it be a galactic insult?
I don't know. You're eating meat. I would just assume that that's probably something that's not really kosher out with the aliens.
I mean, one would think so. But again, you don't know. So they are throwing out all the good parts.
It's
so.
Complete conjecture at this point.
Or what if cow eggs are like caviar to them? Like, you know, we'll just like go steal the eggs of fish. Maybe they're just stealing the cow eggs. They only want the caviar. They think the rest of it's trash. They're just like, give us the balls. And the eggs were good.
Like, yeah, we're just here for Denny's, guys. Thanks for all the news coverage and everything. Yes, we know it's First Contact and we're aliens. Yes,
I have no idea how we got here.
We're here for the IHOP, sorry. We heard they have burgers now.
Right?
So that's what gets it.
Maybe it's IHOP, best pancakes in the galaxy.
Right. Well, then, of course, that always prompts the question of, okay, so you've got somebody who's time traveling from 50 years in the past. What do you show them in food now?
Gordon Ramsay's beef.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Just the fact that a taco can be anything.
Anything can be a taco if you believe hard enough.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. What would you show them for fast food, right? Like,
well, what? You just show them how much smaller a Big Mac is now?
No, like, the Big Mac. There wasn't a Big Mac 50 years ago, but it was bigger.
Well, Sam. Well, you see, I say 50, you're thinking 1950s. It's actually 1907, it is.
Right, but when did the Big Mac come out? I don't think the Big Mac came out till...
Oh, I don't know. I could look it up.
Right? I don't know. We should Google that.
Google it.
Same time as the Whopper, I'm guessing.
I think the Whopper was around for a while, but yes, I'm talking out my ass. My entire fast food knowledge encompasses mostly Sonic and Dairy Queen, but
really?
For different reasons.
Hmm. Taco Bell, Wendy's, Burger King, my jams.
Taco Bell.
Yep. It is, in fact, the healthiest fast food you can find, depending on what you order. They did a study.
Okay, have you heard about Jack in the Box? You guys tried In-N-Out yet? Oh, it's about...
We don't have an In-N-Out.
In-N-Out, okay, so In-N-Out's okay.
Is it good? Is it? I mean, is it?
It's okay. It's compared it's to like fresh food. It's cheap.
Well, like a Shake Shack.
I wouldn't
Shack.
Wait in line for it.
Well, like compared to like a Shake Shack, like or like a, I feel like they're most similar, right? It's kind of that flat,
yeah.
Double.
I mean, Shake
burger.
Shack is just more expensive, but I know I've got to be crucified for saying I just think In-N-Out's just okay, but it's just okay.
You wouldn't like, be the first. On, you wouldn't be the first.
Come on, guys! It's just grilled onions. It's yes, animal style fries. That's great. Mm-hmm. They're called loaded fries. You can get them anywhere.
Though I do, Whopper is probably my favorite.
God.
Yeah. No tomato, heavy lettuce, no cheese. No cheese.
Sorry. See, wouldn't that be the litmus test, though, is you just give somebody from the 1970s an Impossible Burger and be like, what do you think? Like, don't even tell them what it is.
I think if somebody from the 1950s even ate any fast food burger, I don't think that they'd like it.
Right, but I'm saying 70s, but...
Sure. I mean, I guess anybody... A McDonald's hamburger is... delicious, right? Like, but it's but it ain't real, you know, compared to like, and I bet like in the, you know, even in the 70s it was more real burger, right?
No
like,
well, I would assume so.
Yeah, like before he turned all the milkshakes out of ice cream and into powder, right? Like, I'm sure the burgers were better before what's his shit took over and ruined it all with his powdered milkshakes.
Taco Bell had to come out and be like, no, it really is beef, guys. Like, the fact that that was even a question.
Right? I think if you look up Burger King's hamburgers, it is, like, a large portion of soy. Like, in the burger. As filler. Most of them.
It's that forever question, right? How much sawdust can you put into a Rice Krispie treat before people notice?
How much can you?
I don't know. I didn't look it up. There's some meme on the internet where it's just some kid who did that for a science project, which is terrifying. But
because back in the day, you used to. That's why we have regulations so that you don't try to cut your cereal with sawdust.
Oh, shucks. You mean we weren't supposed to use sawdust in cooking products? Man, wish somebody would have told me. Guess we got to redo it, everybody. Sorry, guys. We're
my
sorry.
Bad. I thought it was going to be okay. I thought you guys were into sawdust. I thought it, you know, more filling.
Yeah, you seem to really like it. Just, you know, well, egg on my face, I guess.
You've been eating sawdust. It for 10 years. No real complaints till now.
It's the kids that really love it.
I mean, the more sawdust, the more sugar, care. Right? So, you got to...
Well, let's be honest.
Got to hold the balance.
No, no one's getting a Happy Meal for the burger. They're getting it for the toy, let's be honest.
True. True. Oh, man. Okay, so Josh might be coming here to visit here and soon and hanging out for a month, so we are
on hopes.
And his lovely fiance, who you might have heard on episode 4 or 5, we're gonna do some vegan things. So it's gonna be fun.
Oh, and, vegan's fun.
Yeah, and Josh is gonna be a puppet.
Puppet.
Yeah. Do you remember the name of the puppet? So we're going to make it, we're going to do a cooking show with a puppet for kids.
I don't know if you ever came up with one.
I did.
Did you? I didn't write it down. I told you to write it down.
Snips Tips.
Oh, that's it, yeah. Okay, so you did write it down. You do listen when I talk.
I did not write it down. It's still in my head.
Fuck.
Snips Tips. Cooking with Snips.
All right, well,
Cooking with Snips.
The compliment I was going to give you, I'll keep to myself, though.
So maybe the full series could be Cooking with Snips, and then we could take little ads out of it, and we'll call them Snips Tips.
I'll make those 30-second things.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, do you want to know how to beat an egg? Here you go.
Snips Tips.
Which you wouldn't think you'd have to teach somebody, but if the pandemic has taught me anything, is that some people don't know how to cook, strangely.
The basics are key, and most people don't know those things, which is what keeps them from cooking. Or at least, like, in Jordan's case, you know, if she had, like, just, like, if she would just go watch the very simple videos, she'd probably do it. But it's usually whole recipes, and all she wants to know how to do is crack the damn egg.
Oh, that's the easiest thing on the planet. Yeah. This is why I don't own a microwave, but, you know.
Toaster ovens, baby. Toaster ovens are where it's at. I've said it multiple times.
Toaster ovens
are
great. Regular ovens, fine. Just a microwave just makes things too easy. And then that's how you get fat. So don't get fat, if you could help it. Unless you like being fat, in which case, good on you.
I mean, I have the microwave to heat up my coffee and make, like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's about it.
Oh, man, just you can make cold brew. Just throw that in the fridge.
Right, but then I want it warm, so I have to put it in the microwave.
Okay, baby. So, Jesus.
Yeah. Bones, you wanna come say hi? He's sitting in the interview chair across from me. He's sitting in for you. But I guess he's good. Cool. All right. You got any last words from sunny Los Angeles?
No. It's always sunny. Delivering pizza sucks. Sorry we didn't get to that. But aliens.
Aliens, yeah. To 2020.
Well, it's 2021, Rochelle.
2022.
You're like, time doesn't matter anymore.
What's time? I don't know. Where are we? When are we?
Where are we going?
Are we making pizzas for the aliens yet? Or is Gordon Ramsay on this? Questions. Questions need to be answered.
What's the question? What they even need to eat? But, yeah.
I mean, hey, you started this whole thing with what would we give them, so...
Look, eventually it's going to happen. The aliens are going to show up, so I just think we should be prepared.
All right. Brunch buffet. That's the answer. All right.
Good times.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching or listening to this episode of Beyond the Checks podcast. Thank you to my guest, A. Joshua Hawks. He is A. Joshua
One of
Hawks.
Many.
One of many.
You platinum serum.
Mm-hmm. And please go watch season one of Beyond the Check Worker Earner Edition, now streaming on Amazon Prime and Tubi TV, because Tubi's free. It has commercials, but it's free, and you can pretty much watch everything. Also, ALF is on there, and if you haven't watched ALF in a very long time or ever, go watch ALF on Tubi too. But make sure you watch Beyond the Check. Also, season two coming in June. Josh?
What's up? Yes, go watch all Rashad's shit.
And you'll be here soon.
So. Indeed. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, cheers, buddy. Say hello to LA cheers. And Alana. All right. Woo, we're out.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, buddy.